Stainless Steel Scissors.
Loved by Thea Storrs. My father worked in a lab doing cancer research. He brought these scissors home for us to use, and for the first part of my life, I thought of scissors as these. I did not picture bright plastic handles or anything resembling fiskars. My grandmother, Clara S. Held, would regularly spend afternoons with me and my mother. They were teaching me how to sew. One project we worked on was a velour tea dress. The dress is now deconstructed. The fabric is beautiful, but the dress was frumpy, below the knee, long-sleeved, sack-like. I don't remember the exact details, but during one of these sessions, I looked up and suddenly my grandmother was charging at me, upper arm swinging, her imposing bosom leading. The curved, arthritic fingers of one hand were wrapped around my hair. The other hand grasped the scissors. The action was all anger and threat. I kept my long and untidy hair. I love my grandma and treasure these scissors. In my role as parent and teacher, I interact with many children and young adults. I have refrained from expressing any judgment about hair, but I'll freely share my opinions about scissors. Submitted by Thea Storrs, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.